This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Get set. Get ready. Let's go! You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is the great Wayne Allyn Root, and he will be here at the top of the hour. As always, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to share some time with you. My name is Lee Elsie. You can always reach me by emailing me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Today is, in fact, a Tuesday, January 26, 2021. So you like Biden so far? You happy with President Joe Biden?
Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. I can't imagine anybody who is on board with anything that Joe Biden has done so far. In fact, the more I see him, the less intelligent I think that he is. And if you're not paying close attention, apparently Biden is continuing to draw that pen across a blank page. I don't know if you saw this recently, but if you'd like to talk about Biden in the sense of William Shakespeare, to be or not to be, I draw my pen across a blank page. Well, there's a lot of video surfacing that, yeah, Biden is fast and furious signing stuff, but it looks like those books are blank. He's signing blank pages. Anyway, the people behind the scenes, of course, are controlling the show, and they're telling us what he signed and putting those measures into act, those executive orders. President Joe Biden has issued more executive orders in his first week in office, not yet complete, than any of his 45 predecessors. Yeah, you got that right. As of January 25, which was this Monday, Biden had issued 33 executive orders, actions, proclamations, memoranda, and agency directives, that according to CNN. So, do you like me so far? I mean, how do you like me so far? President Donald Trump signed 4 in his first week in 2017. Barack Obama signed 5 in 2019. And George Bush signed none in his first week. As I've told you time and time again, I hate to sound redundant. I don't want to bore you. That's the last thing that I want to do. But I've said this from the beginning, that this was going to be the most progressive, radically changing and divisive administration that we have ever seen. And so far, I am 100% right. And it continues. Whether it's an issue with immigration or with spending or stimulus or whatever, Joe Biden got the pen out and he is signing away. Oh, and by the way, isn't it interesting? I find it interesting that all of a sudden now he can't solve COVID. And even though it seems like he's losing that fight with the Wuhan flu, places like California are deciding, well, let's open up business again. Oh, it's just a coincidence that Trump is out of office and suddenly we'll start to open up businesses again. It is such absolute 100%, and I love this word, garbage. They have been feeding you, spoon-feeding you garbage, they being the progressive left, for the last, well, for the last year as it pertains to the Wuhan flu. But, of course, they've been spoon-feeding you crap, pardon my French, for as long as you have been willing to scarf it up. And they continue to do that. So, listen, don't be fooled by the left. There's a lot of propaganda, a lot of lies in Washington. They lie, they lie, they lie. Biden is, is a full-fledged professional liar. He's a politician. Politicians lie. That's what they do. All right, switching gears from that real quick. I wanted to play a little bit of audio because I think this is important. And it has to do with the election, and it has to do with Rand Paul standing up. Not many people in Washington are willing to stand up to the media elites, right? So in a recent interview with George Stephanopoulos, Rand Paul pushed back. And I'm glad he pushed back. We need more people with a backbone, with a spine in Washington. But here's a listen in to Stephanopoulos and Senator Rand Paul.
What I would suggest is that if we want greater confidence in our elections, and 75% of Republicans agree with me, is that we do need to look at election integrity, and we do need to see if we can restore confidence in the elections.
Well, 75% of Republicans agree with you because they were fed a big lie by President Trump and his supporters who say the election was stolen. Why can't you say
Biden won a legitimate and fair election? George, where you make a mistake is that people coming from the liberal side like you, you immediately say everything's a lie instead of saying there are two sides to everything. Historically, what would happen is if I said that I thought there was fraud, you would interview someone else who said there wasn't.
But now, I love that. I love that 15-second display of genius on the way the media is supposed to be. Let me play that for you again.
You immediately say everything's a lie instead of saying there are two sides to everything. Historically, what would happen is if I said that I thought there was fraud, you would interview someone else who said there wasn't. But now you insert yourself in the middle and say that the absolute fact is that everything I'm saying is a lie.
Well, Senator, I said what the president said was a lie because he said, hold on a second. He said the election was stolen. This election was not stolen. The results were certified in every single state.
You're saying there was no fraud and it's all been investigated. That's just not true.
It's not what I said, sir. I said the Department of Justice found no evidence. Let me finish my point.
You said it was not true. You say we're all liars. You're just simply saying we're all liars. And
I said it was a lie that the election was stolen.
Premise that you're right and we're wrong. Well, let's talk about the specifics of it. In Wisconsin, tens of thousands of absentee votes had only the name on them and no address. Historically, those were thrown out. This time, they weren't. They made special accommodations because they said, oh, it's a pandemic, and people forgot what their address was. So they changed the law after the fact. That is wrong. That's unconstitutional. And I plan on spending the next 2 years going around state to state and fixing these problems. And I won't be cowed by liberals in the media who say, there's no evidence here, and you're a liar if you talk about election fraud. No, let's have an open debate. It's a free country.
Oh, my God. That's so spot on. I had to play that for y'all in case you missed that. This 2 minutes of audio, less than 2 minutes, is exactly what sane-minded conservative / Republicans have been saying for the last 2 months, right? Even if you take Donald Trump out of the equation, what Rand Paul just said, all we ever asked for is some form of either oversight or investigations, whatever it took to figure out why some of those states, in particular the states where Biden ended up winning and it didn't seem like he deserved to win, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and just have some kind, either it's a congressional investigation or a hearing, fine, let's just figure it out. Why were they able to switch the rules in these states in the 11th hour to help Biden become president? That's it. And if nothing came of it, then so be it. The problem is that the Democrats didn't want to go down that road because they were scared to death of what people would find. It's not about Dominion or the Kraken, or switching votes with the computers. You know, sadly, that ended up throwing a huge monkey wrench into all of this. That was a bad scene, and almost as if it was certainly anti-productive that they went down that road. And I bet you if they had to do over again, they would have silenced those folks, because it took away from the actual argument, which was these legislative bodies in these different states never had a say when it came to their process of elections. They just circumvented it, and either a governor made a decree or a judicial branch did something or a secretary of state did something when they weren't supposed to. You can't do that. And that's all Rand Paul's talking about. And that's why the confidence in the electoral process is shaken. That's why Americans are where they are right now, or at least Republican Americans. Democrats are, you know, throwing their sombreros in the air and having a celebration because their person won. But next time their person may not win. Although it looks like right now, the way they have everything under control, under tight wraps, and they begin to switch and change things, you may never get a country back. By the time, you know, a 2024 election comes rolling around, there may be nothing left. It may be so far gone, there may be nothing left. I hate to say it like that, but there is some truth to that. It really is. But I just wanted to play that for you. I thought it was important because I really believe that that best expressed how most of us feel. It's not about necessarily crazy, to me, it's not about crazy vote drops in the middle of the night, or you can question that, or about briefcases filled with votes, and you can make questions about that, or running different votes through machines a couple of different times. You can question all of that. But that is more of a hard kind of proof. Show me, right? Show me that. That way I can prove or disprove it, and it seemed like the courts, the evidence wasn't there for that. But not hearing the arguments that Rand Paul had made, to me it's criminal that they didn't do that. Because there is definitely some there. And in those kinds of situations. But we're not going to find out because it's long gone and Biden is, you know, signing away on executive orders. He's the president of the United States and we're taking this drastic turn to the left. My name is Lee Elsie. I thank you all very, very much for tuning in. Again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne Allen Root gives me the first hour to warm you up and get you ready. He'll be here at the top of the hour. I do have a couple of guests coming up, and one in particular that is going to melt your heart in a sense, because it's a United States Marine who's written a book about his brothers, his two brothers who died in combat. So that's coming up right around the corner. Keep it right here. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Happy New Year, or is it? That's going to depend on you and what you do. If you make a resolution, you're going to fail. We all know that, right? We all have failed on resolutions. But we want you to have a revolution this year.
We have a message for you women. Are you tired of dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid imbalances? Come on, no one wants to deal with that. This is a new year. It's time for a new you.
That's right. Ladies, you can be your best you. We've helped thousands of women completely balance their hormones naturally with the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And men, if you've got a wife, wife running around your house and you think she was abducted by aliens because she has imbalanced hormones? Hey, welcome to the club. Millions of women struggle with this issue, but there is a way to have this resolved completely naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
So call us at 888-444-8895 or join us at energizedhealth.com.
Raw and
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500, $600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, coast to coast. Every single night of the week, the great Wayne Allen Root is here from 6 until 9 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I do get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour, and again, my name is Lee Elsie. I wanted to throw this at you because it doesn't sit well with me. Now, I'm not talking to first responders or cops or certainly not healthcare professionals. But I don't know how you can live with yourself if you are not in a risk group and you are getting the vaccine. Now, again, I am not, capital N-O-T, I'm not going to probably get the vaccine as of right now. So maybe I'm a bad person to listen to about this, but I can assure you, if someone offered me a vaccine, I would ask them if I could give it to somebody in a high-risk group. And I'm saying this because I can't believe that our Washington politicians here in Connecticut, both senators, Senator
Dickie Blumenthal and Senator Chris Murphy jumped the line, and they got their COVID vaccines. Now, I mean, you guys realize that people could die who don't get the vaccine. I have friends of mine who are compromised. They're 65, but they don't fall into the category to get the vaccine, and they were scared to death. Yet, you know, Murphy, who's a young man, jumps the line to get the vaccine, and they say, oh, we do it so we can show you that it's not scary and it's safe. Garbage. Total BS. They're more concerned with their own safety and their own preservation than you. And they've always been that way. And shame on them, and shame on anybody who jumps the line. If you've gotten a vaccine and you weren't in the risk group, but you got it because you're somebody important, shame, 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 shame on you. Because you know what? Somebody may have died because of what you did. It's that simple. I mean, for God's sake, be a human being. Put somebody else before you for once. And I know that's a lot to ask of a politician, but I just can't get that out of my brain, seeing these guys and gals get their shots and doing it by jumping the line. Maybe this doesn't have the same kind of weight as it would have coming from somebody who would really want to get the vaccine. Okay, I get that. I understand that. I do. But still, from where I'm sitting, if you have jumped over old people and sick people to get a vaccine so you're safe and sound, man, I don't know how you look at yourself in the mirror every day. I really don't. And by the way, some of these vaccines, there's a black market, believe it or not, for these vaccines. There's a black market. There's a black market for everything, but there's a black market for these vaccines. So if you have a vaccine or can get a vaccine, some people are buying those vaccines for up to $1,000. How about that? Money will buy anything, that's for sure. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I thank you very much for tuning in. Again, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Before we get to a break, I did want to remind you guys about my friend, Rob Nevins. And Rob Nevins owns a company called My Slim Nation. MySlimNation.com is a great place for you to lose weight. If you've tried other things in the past and nothing has worked, all I can tell you is Rob Nevins, his plan, it works for people. Certainly has worked for people that I know. And it's really not crazy. It's basically food you like, but he sort of scripts out an actual diet for you that best suits you and when to eat and sort of how much and all of that. But it's really been remarkably successful for the listeners of my show. So if you want his cell phone number, I got it. I'll give you Rob Nevins' cell phone number right now, 203-530-0823. That's 203-530-0823. And you can go on his website anytime, MySlimNation.com, and see for yourself. It's that simple. So if you've had trouble losing weight, maybe you want to try something a little bit different, try my friend Rob Nevins and let him attempt to help you along the way to reaching your weight loss goals for 2021. Everybody wants to get in shape and feel better and be healthier. It's really that simple. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11/59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new CDC study says schools are essentially safe to reopen. The study reports schools operating in person have seen scant transmission of the coronavirus, essentially when practicing social distancing and wearing masks. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls another coronavirus stimulus package an urgent priority. The New York Democrat continues on the Senate floor.
The needs of our country are still great, and the urgency to act is clearer than ever. We are still in the midst of a once-in-a-century crisis that has reshaped our economy and altered nearly every aspect of American life.
Anthony Blinken was confirmed as Secretary of State in a 78-22 vote in the Senate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, X3 Exercise Bar. is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, Mr. Exercise. But it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. I've been using it now for about 4 months. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product. And again, in the age of COVID, right, you don't want to go to a gym, you don't want to be around other people, but there's no room in your house for big, giant weight equipment, right? Well, 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day, not just more effective, but studies prove three times more effective. That's why it's called X3. Hence the name X3. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. I said on the show the other day, my arms are like Popeye. It's unbelievable. I'm 59 years old, and my arms are like steel. Feel them at the event. I said that as a joke. But a guy comes up to me, and I had 10,000 people at my event today in Vegas this morning. The Stop the Steal Trump car parade, 10,000 people, guy comes up to me and starts feeling my arm. He's like, all right, let's see what the X3 did for you. Very funny. And he said, see, I wanted to prove to you. I listen to your show every day, 3 hours a day. You said your arms are like Popeye. You're right. They are. They really were like steel. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Promo code WAR and save $75. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. x3bar.com. Promo code WAR.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. A very special guest joining me right now. The author of the book, Three Wise Men. Bo Wise is on with me right now. Bo, how are you, man?
I'm great, brother. Thanks for having me.
What we're going to get into a little bit here is a story about a courageous, patriotic family. And if you haven't heard this, it's really remarkable. So let me just get out of your way and please just tell us in your own words a little something about this book.
Well, thank you so much, first of all. And, I'm no hero. I wrote the book for two heroes. I wrote it for my brothers, Jeremy and Ben, and a Navy SEAL and Green Beret. I was the youngest of four, and we all enlisted, early on. Ben enlisted before 9/11, the Army Infantry, and was part of 2nd ID through Fort Lewis, and eventually went to Green Beret after 9/11, went to selection and passed, and Jeremy went to Buds, dropped out of medical school after 9/11, and in 2008 I enlisted and went to Parris Island in the Marine Corps. And, so collectively, about 10 deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, plus wherever else they may have gone, Thailand, South America, things like that. But it's, in 2009 I was in Helmand Province, Jeremy was in Coast, and he had left the SEAL teams August of that year, and unfortunately he was one of the 7 CIA officials that was killed by a suicide bomber in Bob Chapman, Coast Province.
Mm-hmm.
Ben and I went home and buried him and very quickly went back to Afghanistan. I was with 1st Battalion 3rd Marines. He was with 1st Special Forces Group at opposite end of the country, and we finished our deployments, came home, buried him, and then just a couple years later we went back again, and unfortunately, Ben was breaching a cave in Ball Province January 9, 2012, and he was shot 8 to 10 times in the chest, legs, and groin, and fought for 6 days against impossible odds, and was airlifted to Landstuhl, Germany, and he wasn't even supposed to survive the flight, but he was just a fighter, and he kept pushing.
Right.
And I flew out there with his wife, Tracy, and we got to be with him and then said our goodbyes, and eventually, he passed, and I came home, and I wasn't really allowed to stay in deployable infantry units after that, so I stayed in the Marine Corps as long as I could and just kind of, eventually found journaling as an outlet, and then Tom Saleo, my co-author, found me, author of 8 Seconds of Courage and Brothers Forever, and we just kind of synced up and had a game plan as far as what we wanted to do to honor Jeremy and Ben and all the veterans of this war and Gold Star memories and their families.
We talk about sacrifice on this show. We talk about being a patriot and being, a great American. I can't think of a family that would give more than your family has given. I mean, I three brothers who do what you have done and to give that ultimate sacrifice. What were your parents like?
I think when Ben enlisted, there was shock, hesitation, but they were proud, and then Jeremy enlisted and, dropping out of medical school, he was, my dad was a doctor, so that one got met with a little bit of friction.
Right.
And I dropped out of college and, and listed out, moved in with Jeremy and got ready, started training just on my own, you know, just go in with a plan, be prepared. And
yeah.
So when that happened, there was a lot of hesitation. They were starting to see, like, really all three of you, and that's when it really, really got, I mean, they're proud. They're very patriotic people, but obviously it was a lot of fear as well.
So the book itself, is it just about, you know, your brothers, your relationships? Is it about their tours? Is it about your tour? What's the book encompass as a whole?
It encompasses all of it. It encompasses every single deployment as much as we could get of it from the Green Beret community and right. The Navy SEAL community, the contractor community, Marines. I mean, we put as much together. So, I mean, from Ben's first deployment, who was the first deploy, you know, from when everything's just starting to heat up in Iraq in 2002, 2003, all the way to the last deployments in 2012. There's a lot encompassed in a lot of different communities that we try and pay homage to. It's a beast as far as, deployments. And we had a lot to say. There's a lot of personal notes for me, lessons learned, what to do, what not to do. I mean, I'm not a life coach, but just tried to take my experiences and push it forward and see if, you know, we can help people that are coming home and struggling to make that adjustment.
Did you guys talk, you know, when your brothers were still alive, did you talk, whether it be emails or letters or phone calls, about what you were each going through? I mean, did you guys have that going?
We did. I got a phone call from Jeremy Christmas time. I think it might have been Christmas Eve, from Bob Chapman at Coast Province, Afghanistan, to Helmand Province, Afghanistan, where I was. And it was, pretty somber tone. There was a lot going on. He was, that was depicted, his team was depicted in the book Triple Agent by Joby Warrick. And then eventually the movie Zero Dark Thirty,
right?
The suicide bomber scene. So everybody's kind of familiar with that one. But a week before, he called me and just kind of real quick, "I love you" exchange before we both get back on post or night patrol.
Yeah.
You know, he had to do whatever he was doing. Ben sent me a lot of emails. Him being a very seasoned veteran when I enlisted, just tried to coach me as much as he could and give me as much information as he could as far as, you know, how to handle just being a grunt. That was something he was very familiar with.
Did you guys ever talk about stepping back and taking yourselves out of harm's way after your first brother died?
No, we never talked about that. Ben and I were together after my first deployment, his third, and that never really came up. He kind of knew that I was wanting to get back at it for the wrong reasons. I was kind of vengeful. I wasn't dealing with grief very well, and he spotted it.
Right.
So I think that Ben kind of realized right away that the best thing I can do is just keep him focused in the right direction, keep him from, as we say in the Marine Corps, going internal, and just staying focused on the prize and not, you know, trying to take some personal things out in Afghanistan. That'll get you hurt or killed, or somebody else hurt or killed.
Well, listen, brother, I know you got to run. I know you only have a few minutes, but the book is Three Wise Men. I don't know what to say except I can't thank you and your family enough. I mean, you're all from Arkansas, right?
Yeah, we're all from South Arkansas. Grew up country boys, all of us.
America owes you guys a debt, man, and that's a debt they can never pay. But where can folks get this book? Because I'm sure they want to read this story.
Anywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, some local bookstores, Books A Million. It's available everywhere. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Brother, thank you for all that you've given up, man, that what you've done. Thanks. I appreciate it. Best of luck with this book.
Thank you for your support, brother.
All right, man. Wow. What do you say to that? What do you say to a family who has three sons and they all go off to fight in different parts of the world, in different branches of the military, and two of those three do not come home? What do you say to that family? I'm talking about America. Talk about pure red, white, and blue. We can claim to be patriots. And I get on this radio behind this microphone every day, and I hope to be a patriot, or claim to be a patriot. But, man, how can what I do ever compare to what they did? I can never, ever, ever, ever give as much as he gave or his family gave. So it's really remarkable. If you get a chance to go get that book, please do it. I think it'll be a great read. I'm looking forward to grabbing it. All right, before we take a time out, I want to remind you guys about a friend of mine named Rob Nevins. Now, he is a weight loss guru. The new year is upon us, and maybe, just maybe, you would like to lose a few pounds for 2021. Maybe that's one of your New Year's resolutions that either you've let slip away, or maybe you kind of laxed on, or maybe you just want to start all over again. Maybe, you know, the first month or so of the year with all the chaos politically, maybe you just didn't do what you wanted to do, and now you need a little bit of help. Well, that's where Rob comes in. He's great at it. Again, My Slim Nation is his website, myslimnation.com, and if you want to go on that and peruse around, I think you'll find what you need. But I've also got his cell phone right here. This is Rob's cell phone, 203-530-0823. That's 203-530-0823. And Rob has been helping people lose weight for, you know, as longer than I've known him, over 20-plus years of doing that. And he's really remarkable. He's like an Energizer bunny, and he'll always be around to answer your questions. That's why he gives out his cell phone. So if you do have any questions about his plan, or, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, how to eat it, whatever, he is there for you. And I don't think anybody else in the weight loss biz gives out their cell phone, so it's pretty great. 1-203-530-0823. MySlimNation.com is his website. All right, my name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to fill in for the first hour of the program, sort of warm you up for Wayne Allen Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. I do have to take a very quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off, freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hard to get everything in. There's so much going on. Trying to kind of stuff it all in and get everything in every second of this show. Sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune system's under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, more COVID. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, this past presidential election. If that doesn't stress you out, if that doesn't take a toll on your mental, emotional, and physical health, I don't know what will. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. So since taking these products, my energy level has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, I'm feeling better than I have in years, and of course the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off already, unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Call now or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here in just a few minutes. One of our favorite guests to bring on from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military expertise. And, Stephen, I want to start out by asking you about President Joe Biden and the story that popped up where he almost immediately sent troops into Syria. What do we know about that?
Apparently, he sent some additional folks in because he didn't like the fact that we had, that the Pentagon had pulled out the last of those folks per President Trump's orders right at the end. So I think it's a pretty minimal number of guys, and there was really just more of like a redeployment, sort of moving them around, okay. Not so much suddenly sending guys from America all the way over there or anything like that. So not quite as big a thing as they're trying to make it, but, for folks who were happy that President Trump was getting everybody out of those places, it's another backward step along with some of the other ones that President Biden has done with his numerous executive orders.
You know, it's remarkable, too. One of the big fears about Trump, Stephen, was that, you know, he was going to be reckless when it comes to this kind of military stuff, operations and dropping bombs. And he was the exact opposite. I mean, I had to make a point last week that here's a guy who had an opportunity to drop bombs and called bombers back. So, you know, we'll see how much restraint Biden and that crew has when it comes to doing things like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This was, again, the kind of gaslighting that the left loves to do about conservatives and say, oh, my God, he's going to be doing this. And, you know, he was going to alienate every one of our allies and NATO was going to fall apart and all this. And while he did treat our allies differently than guys have in the past, he did not, you know, say, oh, you're not going to pay your bills. Oh, that's OK. We'll take care of it. He said, no, you either pay your bills or, you know, there's going to be some heck to pay here, at least administratively. And gee, lo and behold, they actually paid their bills. You know, and allies who were actually helpful to us, like Israel and Saudi Arabia, he actually was happy with and worked with and got some incredible things going. And the ones who were less helpful, they realized, no, he's not going to put up with it. So, yeah, all of that characterization of President Trump as reckless and foolish and, you know, you can't trust him, all turned out to be completely untrue, completely false. And he actually got a heck of a lot done that sadly is now, you know, in the process of getting undone by President Biden because he wants to go back to business as usual from more than 4 years ago, which really wasn't serving us very well.
We're talking with Stephen Bucci. Let me ask you this one because this has been bothering me. Why would you allow the Chinese to essentially embed themselves again into our power grid and our power system? What was that about?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. The Chinese, through the telephone system mostly, they were involved, you know, in Canada, and they were trying to get involved in almost every other one of our allies through their 5G system, which China sold a lot of equipment to people for their 4G networks because it was really cheap. You know, it's not bad stuff because the designs were all stolen from us and other allies in the West. And the Chinese made it for, you know, because they were subsidized by their government, they sold all that 4G equipment very, very cheaply. It was almost impossible to say no. Unfortunately, then they said, well, if you want 5G, you got to also buy from us or it's not going to connect with the stuff we already put in there. And the 5G part of it, you know, the Intel services all started looking into it and realized this was a gigantic plan to get control of the telecom systems so that they could milk it for intelligence and they could use it to influence people. And to also infect in the same way our power grid to give them control over it, because I don't care what anybody says, the so-called, you know, capitalist companies that operate, you know, the Chinese companies are completely saturated by the Chinese intelligence service. And they give them orders, they tell them what to do, they direct them, and we just couldn't let that happen. We convinced most of our allies to back off from their initial 5G commitments and some of the power grid stuff, but not everybody.
All right, the one and only Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You can go online and learn more about him at heritage.org. But, Stephen, I just looked at the clock, and I have to go. Thank you, as always. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.